Chavakuk Beis Pasuk Tes Zion. Babel is collapsing, but it's collapsing from within and from without. Victims of their own degradation and terrible perversions and their terrible greed that has absolutely no moral positivity to it. Savata kolon mikavod. You have become sated more from disgrace than from honor. So ultimately, your satisfaction, Babel, was to disgrace everybody else, and you're going to be filled with disgrace more than you can possibly claim any kind of positive motivations for what you did. You are satiated more with shame than with glory. So you haven't covered yourself with glory with any of your behavior. Shasei gama'ata, the hayarel, you also drink and become clogged up. Your hearts become clogged, your arteries, your ears, arel lev, arel lev, arel basar. Everything is just stuck. One thing about the human body, without getting too gross or direct about it, is that what goes in has to come out. If everything remains clogged up inside, psychologically as well as physically, then there is no relief for the person. And you are an empire that is completely clogged up. Artery fattening aggression against other countries. We were all turning into the fat people in Wall-E, floating on those little couches, using only our internet and becoming incapable even of shopping. We need Instagram to do that. We need Instacart to do that. We can't do anything for ourselves. We don't make anything anymore. That's a clogged society. That's a society that has no release valves in any way. Tisov alecha kos yamin Hashem. The cup of the right hand of God is going to be turned on you. And the right hand of God, the right hand is the powerful hand in Jewish concepts. And so that means that the vengeance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be powerful indeed. V'kikalon al kivodecha. And disgrace upon your glory. So, ki kalon, as in ki tzoa, as in vomit, disgrace, disgusting matter coming out, because you were all clogged, and now it's all going to come out, and it's not going to be pretty. Yudzayin, ki chamas levanon yichaseka, the violence of the levanon will cover you. So the violence that you did to the Beis HaMikdash is going to rebound and echo back at you. The shod behemos yechisan, and the plunder of cattle is going to break them. So your hordes that plundered my people, they're going to break you too. So you did it for cattle, you did it for animals. Your animals were doing violence on your behalf. Your animals are the people who acted like animals. The plunder of your beasts and your armies who plundered Eretz Yisrael, they're going to cause you to be broken. Downfall of the costume. You think you have the mightiest army in the world. I have all the drones. They'll be turned back against you. And another repeat of that, from the blood of man and the violence of the land, Kirya, the city, V'chol Yoshveva, and all of its inhabitants. So what you did to Eretz Yisrael cannot be forgiven and will not be forgiven. Yuches Mahoil Pesel, and what good is your graven image going to do you at that moment? Kifasolo Yotzro, Masecha Umoresh Shaker, that its maker carved it, put up an image. How did that help you? A molten image, a teacher of lies, Moresh Shaker. AI, you created AI. What good is it doing you these days? Well, among the other problems that AI is causing for college professors who do not know if their students know how to write anymore, hint, hint, they don't, is that I was reading this morning in the Wall Street Journal that now electricity rates have skyrocketed all across America. And who are they blaming? Data centers, because all this AI that we created uses up a ton of energy, and natural gas is expensive, and electricity is expensive, and so New Jersey has a 21% rate hike. So you're hoist on your own petard. You created this PESEL, and now the PESEL is wasting you away from the inside. Kivotach Yotzer Yitzro Olav. The maker of the work trusted in it. Lasos Elilim Ilmim, to make dumb idols. Dumb in this case meaning mute idols. But dumb in terms of intelligence, dumb in terms of sensitivity, D-U-M-B, dumb in terms of ability to speak. AI is not a creative thinker. AI is a recycled thinker. So this is the AI perek. Perhaps. Yates, hay omer lo eitz hakitza. Woe to him who says to the wood, wake up, wood. You're expecting an answer from a wooden image that you yourself carved just yesterday? Uri, le'even dumam. Get up, he says to a mute, dumb, lifeless stone. A stone deity. Hu yoreh. Is it going to teach you? You appeal to it. What do you think? It's going to teach you? AI is going to teach you new ideas? Doesn't work that way. Hinehu tafus zahav v'chesav. Look, it's overlaid with gold and silver, like the Oval Office. Have you seen pictures of the Oval Office under Donald Trump? Wow, it's a monument to gold. People are doing very well. The chol ruach ein bikirbo, the people who sell gold anyway. There's no spirit in it, within it. Really, this is a very great description of AI worshiping this god of intelligence, which is artificial intelligence. There is no real intelligence in it. There's no spirit. There's no life. There's no creativity. There's no purpose. There's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is your new religion? Is you're going to be your worshiping data? Bad move. After all, Chav v'Hashem beheichal kodesho. Hashem is in his holy temple. So when you're finished with your internet and your WhatsApp and your computer and your phone for the day, remember to go to davening, because that's where you're going to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Has mipanav kol ha'aretz. Silence the whole earth before him. Capital H, him, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the inhabitants of the earth should fear him. He oversees them. He sees all of their deeds. So we should remember, for all the technological prowess that we believe we have, even though none of us know how it works, I flip that switch on the wall and the lights go on. How? Ow. But I feel like I'm miles and miles ahead of Neanderthal man, because look at all the technology at our disposal. Look, we can drive. What happens when the apocalypse comes and there's no gas and there's no electricity and there's no computers and there's no cell phone service? What would happen if you couldn't play Crush Blocks? What would happen if you couldn't play Candy Crush? Oy vey. What am I going to do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting in his Heichal Kodesho. Let's remember that. This is maybe the best commercial for turning off your cell phone for Shabbos. In Tanakh, Hashem beheichal kodesho, hasmi panav kol aretz. Be quiet. Turn off your phone. Turn off the beeps and boops. Shut it down. Be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you're talking about real values and a real future, not a dumb idol, an engraven image that has no ruach within it.